Hello and welcome to Hope for the Nation, an inspirational broadcast designed to converse with those who are closely associated with the cause of our campaign by highlighting what they provide from a professional standpoint. Welcome again to the show. I'm Trent Darby, your host, and it is indeed a pleasure each time for me to use my voice to provoke change in a positive manner. The community needs it, the state needs it, more importantly, the nation needs it. My guest today is a young lady I had opportunity to meet a few years back. Her name is Jan Harris. Jan, thanks so much for being here on Hope for the Nation.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. It's a blessing to be here.
So how you been coping with this hot summer?
I have been loving it. It's been a wonderful blessing to see God rain and shine in the earth.
That's wonderful. Hey, Jan, tell the listening audience where you're from, and can you share a little bit about your background?
Sure. I am from right here in Dayton, Ohio. I grew up on the west side, where even today we see a lot of unfortunate circumstances, and so I got to see and experience a lot of those unfortunate circumstances in my own family. My dad was actually a drug addict himself. We moved around a lot from one place to another, all on the west side for the most part, when I was younger. And we finally landed in Trotwood, Ohio, where I grew up, graduated from Trotwood Madison Senior High School. My mom bought her first house there. It was her only house. And I got to graduate in 1987. I have a younger sister and brother who are like 5 years, 5 and 7 years respectively younger than I am. And because my mother was a single parent, of course, you know, for a lot of single parents, they struggle financially in this economy. And my mother was one of those. She worked a lot. And so I got to be like a second mom to my siblings.
You know, you're talking about a number of unfortunate things, but you also went through your share of tragedy. Don't want to make you uncomfortable, but you experienced it at a very young age. Can you tell us what happened and how it affected you?
I did. I really did. At my at the age of 8, because my dad was a drug addict, that he was on heroin. And that affected our family in a lot of bad ways. So when I was 8 years old, my dad and my mom got into a fight. And my dad ended up passing away in that fight. And so I didn't get to grow up with both of my parents. My mother, like I said, struggled financially raising 3 children. So things were hard for all of us. She was stressed out. But I thank God for the grandparents that I had, because we didn't often get to feel like we were just by ourselves in all of that. And especially my paternal grandmother, my dad's mother, because she was such a godly woman. And through it all, she stood by my mother, you know, even in losing her son. She stood by us. She never let us want for anything. She made sure that we had whatever we needed, and she never left our side. So she was the one totally stable person in my life that I could say I learned truly how to show the love of God from. She was always helping and caring for other people. She would visit the sick. She would visit the nursing homes and people in hospitals. She would drive people back and forth to their appointments. She made sure that they had food when they needed it. She was always at someone's funeral, it seemed like. And she just made sure that everyone that was around her was always taken care of as best she could. She still tries to do it as much as she can to this day. She's 93 years old. And I'm at the point in life where I have the opportunity of letting those tables be reversed, and I get to take care of her a lot now, and it really blesses me. Spirit to just pour back into her and let her see the fruit of her labor.
Sounds like you had a nice family foundation to build upon. And I know as days go by, it gets a little bit easier to cope with that tragedy that happened many years ago. But how often do you still think about that?
I don't think about that part as often unless I am asked something about my dad or, you know, those memories come back up. But for the most part, unless it's something that I can share to help other people through, then it's not something that I go back to in memory of and revisiting the tragedy of. You know, it's more of a lesson learned to be able to help other people pull through.
Jan Harris is my guest today on Hope for the Nation. Now, Jan, you had the opportunity to serve in the military. What branch did you serve in, and how long did you serve?
I did. I served in the Air Force, U.S. Air Force, for 10 years. I went that halfway point, and then I jumped out of there because I had children while I was in, and they were very young. I served in the Gulf War even, and that was before I had children. And so when I had my children and things started getting a little more iffy about us going back and forth and, you know, these wars continuing, I decided to get out so that I wouldn't sacrifice my family to these wartime issues.
You know, looking back, Jan, on my educational career and finishing up, that was one of the choices I had. Fortunately, I had the ability to play basketball and also baseball, so I had those options ahead of perhaps joining the Navy. But tell a little bit, because I'm curious. I usually ask a number of people that served in the military, what was military life like for you?
For me, it was a lot like regular life, working day in and day out. And it was good for the discipline, learning discipline and growing and receiving a lot of the training that I received. You know, it was very systematic, and so it taught me a lot. And I thank God for the lessons that I got and for the training that I received and for learning how to deal with all different types of people.
You know, the key, I would think about discipline. Trent waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning, it ain't going to work because I worked all those episodes of Perry Mason last night. 5 o'clock? Are you kidding me? Anyway, I understand that you served in the Gulf War in Saudi Arabia. What was that experience like for you?
That was early in my military experience, in my military service, before I had children, like I said earlier. And so it was not as difficult for me as it was for seeing a lot of other families being separated from their children and things. So being separated from everyone that I was closest to was probably the most challenging part. But it did allow me that time to just rely on God, focus on His love, and trust in Him, and begin to just build my own relationship with Him. You know, like I said earlier, my grandmother, she provided us that foundation because she would carry us to church with her all the time. She made sure that wherever she was, we were too. If she was going somewhere and she was keeping us, then we went right along with her. Nothing ever stopped her. But I got to really spend my own time with my Lord and Savior and my Father over there and meditate on His word and just build my own relationship with him. And He brought me through a couple of really those experiences where you don't know whether you might make it the next day or not. Those were times when I realized that His protection was really there and that He had purpose for me beyond what I could see. Because when I was there, we had those Scud missiles flying. They started shooting Scud missiles at us. And it always seemed like if if one was dropping near where we were dwelling at, then I was in our workplace. And if one was dropping where we were working at, then I was at my dwelling. And so it was, I can really truly say that God kept and preserved my life for such a time as this.
Yes, your faith your faith is quite strong. And that, without that, you know, we will kind of falter a little bit. But you've been through enough. And like I said, I had the opportunity to meet you a few years back. And you were, you know, adorable. I mean, I love talking to you. Your faith is strong. You could really tell. Jan Harris is my guest today on Hope for the Nation. As we wind down, we're talking about this campaign. And, of course, I met you through the innovator of the Hope for the Campaign, the Nation campaign, I should say, and Bishop Howard Lee. Talk about your role in this campaign.
Well, I met Bishop Lee and Lady Lee about 8 years ago, a little over 8 years ago. And I began to get involved with the campaign as he was showing me what the campaign was built to do. And he told me to look at the website one day, and I got, this is when I first met them, I got to looking over the website, and I saw what the work was in building age boards and just meeting the contemporary needs of people, providing income opportunities for people. And I was so impressed and so desiring to be a part of it. I wanted to give right away. I started giving, and I was just, whatever I can do to be of service, this is what I've been waiting for. I've been waiting to see something like this where our people can be taken care of. And so I serve as the lead assistant to our chairman and of what we call the Global Ministry Business Commission. And I'm the coordinator of a program that we call Each One Reach One, or ERO, which is our main fundraising platform that we use for the Hope for the Nation campaign.
Well, I, you know, want to emphasize that I'm looking forward to working not only with Bishop Lee, but also with you, because we've teamed up on a number of projects that we are working on. So that's such a pleasure. Well, Jan, hey, thank you so much for being on the program today, and hopefully we will talk again very soon. Also want to thank you for sharing your experiences and some of your, you know, your life experiences as well as your military career. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you. It's been a blessing.
I'm Trent Darby. Hey, thanks for listening, and join us next time for Hope for the Nation.
Now, help us on the way, your blessings in today.